Later this month, the Police Officers of Scottsdale Association will host its 12th annual Christmas Shop with a Cop event, where underprivileged kids go on a shopping spree with police officers. It's one of two signature events for kids the labor organization raises money for year-round. But as KJZZ's senior business correspondent Christina Hansen reports, only a fraction of the donations are actually going to the causes.
The union's Back to School and Christmas Shop with a Cop events help hundreds of needy kids every year. And union president Jim Hill says they recently split the Christmas event into 2 days to accommodate teenagers. He spoke about it while at a fundraiser car wash in Scottsdale last month.
Because we still have Santa there, you know, 13-year-old's like, Santa. Meanwhile, the 8-year-old's like, Santa.
Few things tug at the heartstrings more than cops helping underprivileged kids, and the numbers show it. The union's tax records show that annual donations for the programs jumped by more than 82% between 2006 and 2012. In total, almost $4.5 million was raised over that 7-year period. But how much actually reaches the kids? Not much. Sometimes less than 10%. That's because 2/3 automatically go to a for-profit telemarketing firm called PFR Promotions, which does all of the union's fundraising. The union keeps the remaining third, but after operating expenses, not much is left for the kids. Take 2010, for example. More than $500,000 was raised, yet only $47,000 was spent on the kids' programs. That's less than 9% of all donations that year. Hill says there's no way they spent so little, and his past treasurer must have made a mistake.
If there's 200,000 kept there and only 45 was spent, then we should have 150 grand laying around, and I have no idea where that would be.
He declined to look back at his files to set the record straight for the purpose of this story, but he defended the telemarketing expenses.
You know, fundraising is a necessary, called evil, of the business. If you want to raise that kind of money, you're going to have to spend the money to have somebody go out and do it for you.
Nonprofit experts say telemarketers are notorious for taking huge chunks of the money they raise. And in recent years, it's put big charities like the American Cancer Society and the American Diabetes Association under scrutiny. Sandra Minuti at Charity Navigator, a nonprofit watchdog group, says it's just plain deceptive to donors, and it's something the industry frowns upon.
To be spending 2/3, I don't know that there's ever a rational reason that could justify that. That's just way out of the norm. And not necessary.
Ron Sellers, a nonprofit consultant at Gray Matter Research in Phoenix, says telemarketing could be justified if
you're able to turn those one-time donors into multiple-time donors or sustainers, then what seems on the short term to be a very questionable or even bad investment, long term can turn into a fantastic investment.
But if the union consistently raises more money than it needs, he says the programs should be expanded or fundraising be scaled back. Now, Hill says the programs have grown over the years, although he couldn't say by how much. And tax records show program expenses have actually stayed roughly the same, while donations have grown substantially. Also, PFR, the telemarketer, shares an office space with the union in downtown Scottsdale after relocating from Tucson a few years ago. Hill says that was his idea because it made things easier. And Sellers says
that's unusual. I wouldn't necessarily go so far as to say that's problematic or unethical.
But Michael Nielsen with the Association of Fundraising Professionals disagrees.
To me, that's even more troublesome because you need to have some arm's length there. Frankly, that's a huge red flag.
He says his organization tells people to be careful with telemarketers, and that gets touchy when dealing with groups like police and fire unions. But Minuti at Charity Navigator says that's when donors should be most cautious.
People don't necessarily stop and think, where's my money going? They just hear, help a sick kid or help your local fireman or policeman, and we give with our heart, and people don't use their head, because if they knew that 2/3 of what they gave was being kept by the for-profit firm, nobody would give.
So while needy kids shopping with cops for Christmas is a noble cause, Minuti says hang up the phone and do some research first. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.